New Yorkers who are not currently registered to vote in the November elections have until October 9th to do so. There's several ways to do it. You can register at your county board of elections, at several state agencies, request a voter registration form by mail, or call a hotline number. That's listed on the state board of elections website. This year, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, anyone who is registered to vote can request an absentee ballot to vote by mail in the November 3rd election. Last month, Governor Andrew Cuomo signed the bills making the changes.
Allowing a voter to get an absentee because of risk of illness, that's COVID.
The New York State Board of Elections says the cutoff date for requesting the absentee ballots by mail, email, or telephone is October 27th. But the board warns that the United States Postal Service has said, due to recent cutbacks, that they cannot guarantee timely delivery of ballots that are requested 15 or fewer days before the election. That makes the de facto deadline October 19th. The ballots must be postmarked by November 3rd, Election Day. They can also be hand-delivered to an early polling site between October 24th and November 1st. Voters can still go in person to their local or state boards of elections through November 2nd, that's the day before elections, to request an absentee ballot, fill it out, and hand it in. That's a lot of dates to remember, and so groups, including the New York State League of Women Voters, have compiled key information on their websites. The league also launched a national website, Vote411, to help guide voters through their state's rules. The group's Jennifer Wilson says all of the interest in voting in one of the most hotly contested presidential elections in recent history can only be good for democracy.
I'm definitely optimistic. I'm excited to see high levels of turnout. I mean, from our standpoint as a league, we always love to see when New York does better than we typically do, since usually we're one of the worst in the nation when it comes to turnout.
Once the expected record number of mail-in ballots arrive at Board of Elections offices, it's likely that more of them will be counted this year. New York has historically had one of the highest numbers of absentee ballots disqualified on minor technical errors. But a recently settled lawsuit initiated by the league will allow more of the ballots to be considered valid. Wilson says the agreement will prevent ballots being thrown out for very minor technical glitches.
If you marked outside of the designated area, if you filled out your ballot in pencil instead of black or blue ink, if you sealed your inner affirmation envelope with tape instead of licking it closed, all of those things used to allow your ballot to get thrown out, but now those things will no longer cause your ballot to be disqualified. And if it is up for disqualification, you will receive notice to be able to address any issues with your signature or with your witness declaration.
Sometimes voter signatures on file are decades old and their handwriting may have changed over time. Now voters will be given an opportunity to verify that it is indeed them signing the ballot. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.